Now, Deebs, being the high-vis wearing, hard-working man that you are, surely you would be across the brand new Hilux from Chadston Toyota.
I absolutely am, Mads. The big 2.8-litre diesel engine in it, it's sensational. What about you, mate, being the big four banker, suit-wearing individual? The Kluger would be more your style.
Surely, Deeble, surely that's more my speed. I can see it now, cruising into the office of a morning in pure comfort, and that's what Chadston Toyota gives to its customers.
And what about the servicing down at Chaddy Toyota?
Well, Deeble, let me tell you, the servicing. Basically, you book your vehicle service in at Chadston Toyota before the 30th of September. You will, of course, receive a competitive fixed price for your vehicle's lube inspection, and you'll be entered into the draw monthly to get your scheduled service costs refunded. How good is that?
Sensational, mate.
G'day, Mickey O from the Swans. You're listening to True Blood, the number one independent Sydney Swans fan podcast. Go, boys.
Jeez, this is the most one-eyed podcast.
Yeah, it's what we're here to do.
Let's go. Let's actually go.
For mine, boys.
For yours, Devin.
I'm about to blow a gasket in here.
You've kicked 3 goals for the day, Devin.
What is going on?
Damaging team.
Damaging disposal.
He's been very, very average.
Our best is the best in the competition.
This is True Bloods, the number one independent Sydney Swans fan podcast, back in the Image Online studios in Abbotsford to review the sensational season-defining victory over those crosstown dogs, GWS Giants. I am Madison Clark. I'm in the studio with the one and only. Some people call him Deebs, some Deebles. His mum, probably Dave. How are you, Deeble?
I am very well, thanks, Mads. I'm all the happier being in here when we've got 4 wins on the trot. The season's well and truly alive. We're in the positive. We're 10 wins, 9 losses and the draw. And it's season alive. It's destiny in our own hands, Mads. Simply must keep winning.
That's the only thing you want. At the end of the day, when you put yourself in a position when you're, you know, sort of having to win every game, We've given ourselves no margin for error whatsoever. You just at least want destiny to be in your hands.
Yeah, it's good. It's the ability to turn it around the last 4 weeks and
phenomenal,
and find a way to win in a couple of close ones, and then probably, I reckon, we're probably the better team for the vast majority of that clash on the weekend. Sensational to be getting results in a, you know, a skill high game plan. Which was interesting, yeah, in the wet conditions at times on the weekend. But, yeah, loving what the boys are doing. They're finding a way. We look dangerous. We've got a lot of personnel back. Like, we're firing on, you know, 6, 7 of 8 cylinders. And
yep,
it's the time of year that you need to be doing that.
Well, look, we do have injuries, right? We've got McInerney. Braden Campbell's now suspended. That's, yep, a different story. We'll talk about that.
Yeah, Rampy too.
Rampy too. And Rampy, yeah, and that's big, but I'm seeing a more galvanized team. If I can hark back to the podcast that I did with Benjamin, he sort of talked about the galvanization of the group. Now, I think we're there. I think they play for each other. I think it's a next man up mentality. When people get injured, you could see how bloody thrilled Dane Rampy was when they walked off the ground. Clearly wants to be out there, and we're missing him. But, geez, let's start with the back line.
Yeah.
They just did a phenomenal job.
They really did, mate. And it starts with the unheralded man of the back six in Robbie Fox doing an absolutely sensational job on Toby Green. And yes, Toby did kick the 3 goals, but we were just watching the replay then, and one was a fluke kick out of a pack, which is, you know, it's smart football, but it's not, you know, really smart, damaging.
Well, you can't blame anyone for
no,
it.
No, you can't blame it. It's, you know, taking the opportunity. And also one was from like a center clearance, like cheap kick out, and not Robbie's fault at all. So he did a sensational job on Toby Green, and that goes a long way to you beating the Giants. They're so reliant on Toby Green winning the game for him.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, just kudos to Foxy and all the boys back there. They're doing such a great job. You know, conceding inside 50s like we do, it's I don't love to see it.
It's a dangerous game to play, Dable.
It is, but they're doing a fantastic, you know, job at, you know, keeping the scores down.
Well, that's right. They are doing a fantastic job, Dable.
Bit tongue-tied there, mate.
We've been doing an ad read for the last half an hour. Oh, geez, I wish some of the faithful could listen to that. That's very humorous stuff. No, look, it's critical that you keep Toby Green down.
Yeah.
Critical. He did. I've changed my mind on Toby Green, Deebs. He is one of my favourite players, just not when he plays us.
No, he's a gun.
Absolute weapon, Deebs. He's an absolute weapon. But look, I mean, in terms of his work around the ground, I'm just having a look into the stats here. So he's only had 14 touches.
Yeah.
Right. He didn't impact the game as much as he usually does. And at the end of the day, as you rightly said, they're very reliant on him. So if you can stop him from doing what he does, you go to a long way to winning the game. I thought up the other end, just talking about people being accountable, Hayden McLean gave Taylor an absolute bath.
The Dostrich.
Correct. That's his name.
The Dostrich was great. He basically made Sam Taylor his dad.
Yes.
Sam Taylor's dad.
Correct.
Oh, my God. It's a show. It's a long night sometimes.
It's been
The Dostrich is Sam Taylor's dad, just to correct myself there.
It's been a shocking arvo for Deebs and I, faithful. Shocking arvo. I got to the train station at 4:30. I had to go to a client's house, and I was still standing at Flinders Street at 5:15. And Dable's been sitting in traffic all night.
Sitting in traffic, Port Melbourne at 4:30. Had to get to a job in South Yarra, and then it took 55 minutes from South Yarra to Abbotsford.
Which is appalling.
You know, it's absolutely berserk, faithful. But the Swannies are getting it done on field. And just before we've touched on the Dostrich being Sam Taylor's dad.
That's right.
You know who I thought was awesome in the back line?
Who's that?
Especially in that first half. And I don't throw around awesome too much. Aaron Francis did a good job.
He did well.
Stepping in.
He did well.
He had a few intercept possessions.
Oh, he can mark. We've always known he can mark.
You know, standing in for, you know, Ramps not being there, doing his job. Blakey down there. Jake Lloyd is a real weapon for us. And it doesn't get spoken about enough, Jake Lloyd.
No.
Does a great job off halfback.
He just does what he does week in, week out.
Week in, week out. Sensational stuff. T-Mac is so reliable as well. He's probably another one along with Foxy, who doesn't get the credits of, you know, a forward kicking goals or whatever. But yeah, both Foxy and Tommy are doing great jobs.
Absolutely phenomenal. And really, really enjoying Braden Campbell's work. Obviously, he's one of our slingshots off halfback. Just goes and he's got such a great left boot. I mean, I know we say it time and time again, Deeble, but he's gone at 80% again. He's only had it 10 times. I'd love to see him sort of float forward every now and again.
For
sure.
Because
he definitely has a great goal sense.
For sure. And he's working hard on that wing. It's funny, when you watch back some replays, you see a bit more vision. And when Errol Goulden, who is absolutely berserk, we'll touch on him later. But when he kicked that berserk goal from the boundary with the left foot, I will say that it is probably the wrong choice to go on the left bull-na-na, because he had Braden Campbell streaming on the fat side of the ground.
Well, if he had missed it, and this was, you know, 2002, he would have been dragged immediately.
For sure. But, you know, that just shows the work rate of Braden Campbell and getting it done. He will be missing with the high contact suspension. What do you think of that one? There wasn't too much vision getting around.
That was so soft.
Yeah. Look, I honestly think it's there. You've ran past the ball. You've made contact with the head. You're cooked. Sure. Is it soft? 100%. Did he get a concussion? No. But you just can't be running past to make contact like that.
If it was my game, you could, Devon.
Yeah.
It'd be a very different game if it was my game. Lockie Whitfield.
Yes.
Only had the 19.
Rizzle. Such a good job. In there
Such
to,
a good job.
In there to play a role. And that's effective. And Whitfield had like 36 touches last week or something like that. And if Ryan Clark's playing in the side, give him a role like that. What did Ryan Clark have possession-wise?
Ryan Clark, can't have been too much. Let me have a look and see what he did. 12 disposals.
And that's fine.
So he got his own pill as well.
Yeah.
Three tackles. when it's 75% the Butcher.
Yeah, and it's just that it's been accountable of a sensational player in Whitfield, and you know it, you get your, you know, your kudos when you get the job done like that.
I can't stand the media, Deeps.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, Finn McGuinness. You know, teams just don't have taggers anymore. We've had one for so long that did the best job on Nick Dacos twice.
Yeah.
Give us some credit.
Yeah, yeah. But I think it just gets lost in, you know, 12 months of footy. It's the second time we've tagged someone this year.
Yeah.
You know, it's a funny one, and I don't understand. Like, Ryan Clark's probably played more regularly this year than he did last year.
And he doesn't have a role.
And he hadn't been tagging.
Do you think there's a place for him if he's not tagging?
I don't think so. It's why play him? I think I would prefer Adil Stevens to be playing regularly or something like that. But when there is someone to tag off the half back line, give it to Rizzle Dizzle.
For sure. For sure.
No brainer.
Absolute no-brainer. Amati, great early again.
So, man, how does he start these games like this?
Do you know what, though? It's perfect. And I don't mind if he fades out at halftime,
fine,
mate.
Yeah.
I don't care. You do the damage, as we've always said, do the damage early.
And weren't we effective, mate?
Oh, mate, what was it? Until Millsy missed that shot.
I think 11 straight we kicked. Berserk.
That is the complete opposite of the rest of our year.
Yeah. It's funny, this narrative that goes on in the general AFL media. It's like, oh, yeah, straight kicking, you know, it covers up holes in your game and, you know, being effective and moving the warp ball well. It doesn't really show how you're really going. And then when you're not kicking straight, it's like, oh, your kicking's costing your games. Right? It's, you can't win. It's so frustrating at the moment because that's what's going on. We are beating teams on ball movement and effectiveness.
And execution.
And execution. And yet, look, do I think this holds up in high-pressure environments? Probably not,
no,
right?
But we
will find this balance, man, and we can, you know, lock up the contest, and then when we need to go, we know we can go.
And this is the thing. Our team, as you've said, is completely built around skill.
Yep.
That's what it's completely built around. So realistically, we want to be having those games more often than not,
yeah,
where when we go in, we're damaging back to the middle.
Yeah.
You know, they were absolutely peppering the back 50.
Yeah.
You know, the game's won and lost there. They weren't efficient going inside 50. We were.
Yeah.
Simple as that.
And it wasn't even as drastic as it's been in past weeks. Like, we went 43% scoring from inside 50s, had the 54 inside 50s, went at 43%.
That's high still.
It's higher, but not berserk,
yeah,
like the previous weeks. They had 68 inside 50s for 26 shots.
Well,
going,
it was a lot. Our percentage was a lot better in the first half when it wasn't raining.
It was, yeah.
Yeah.
It was. And look, you look at these clearance numbers, relatively even, 40 to 37.
See, a big, big, big reason for that is our man Hick.
Yeah. Yeah, he just evens us up in there. And look, we lost a few of the stats on the weekend, but that's the game where you're not getting absolutely smoked in the middle.
Yeah.
And we even it up, and we saw we were relatively, you know, we had a buffer all day. It was really good, and there was only some Toby Green magic that sort of, you know, got them back in the game late in that contest. But if we can pull off those type of, you know, performances in the middle, we're going to keep winning games of footy.
And that's what we've said all year. We just need to halve them. We don't need to win them. Look at this. Hitouts, 36 to 35 their way.
Yeah.
Clearances, 40 to 37 their way.
Yep.
Centre clearances, 15 to 13 their way. Stoppage clearances, 25 to 24 their way. Lo and behold, we win the game.
Yeah.
Like, that's literally all you need to do, and that's why it's so important to have an actual ruckman in there. Love the job Hayden's been doing.
Yeah.
Love it. But you could see there was a clear difference with Hick there. And look, it allows Hayden to do what he did and kick four goals.
For sure. He's the match winner at the end of the day. But the biggest bit of kudos has to be to our ball movement and our skills for being able to dissect and tear apart that Giants backline, which has been, you know, the best in the league for the best part of 2 months. You haven't been able to score against the Giants, and that's why they've been winning so many games.
Yeah, for sure.
Right, and we were able to take that down. Sam Taylor, you know, he's the son of Hayden McLean. It's, yeah, it was really good to see.
Tom Papley, 19 CBAs.
Back, man. He's back. Last 3 weeks, really good. Have a look at the stats, Faithful. The Papper is back.
7 clearances.
Yeah.
5 of them centre clearances.
Yeah, he's That's going huge. Really well. Going really well.
Yep. We're happy with that.
And the Haynes finishing a couple of nice balls. Like that one from 50, that snap, that is class. Not many players can do that, Faithful. So a lot of people are really quick to go to Haynes and be like, oh, you know, he's not performing, blah, blah, blah. But you look at the stats this year, he's above average well and truly. And a game like that on the weekend and executing like he did, so important for us.
Yeah, had some tackles too. Went at 86%, right? Yeah. Had 5 contested possessions so and kicked 2 goals.
Really good game.
At the end of the day, a phenomenal game.
You know who was back as well?
Ooh.
The Rolls-Royce.
Yeah, he was 28, didn't he?
Yeah, cracked in. You know, as, look, he was winning a bit more contested ball, had the 8 contested, quick handballs, that type of thing. I'm just happy to see him getting his hands on the ball a little bit more.
Yeah, yeah.
Because we know how good he is, right?
He's been playing, as we say, a different role.
Yeah.
A little bit. He's been going back a little bit more. It was great to see him go back again when required.
When required.
It's really the flexibility and the versatility of that man is a real godsend.
It is.
You know, and I just wish he just, from a scoreboard impact perspective.
We love a little bit of scoreboard impact,
yeah,
don't we?
Yeah, just probably didn't kick the key goal when required because that would have probably ended the game, realistically.
For sure. There are a couple of them.
Yeah. Yeah, Wilbur as well. Yeah. What'd you make of Wilbur?
Oh, man.
Ran into an open goal, got something on the score sheet, but yeah, again,
simply not enough.
Doesn't inject himself like he used to.
Not getting enough of it. Yeah, the one point of concern, do I think we'll drop him?
No.
No, but simply because we're winning games of footy. But we need another glimpse of the Freo game. Need it.
3.
Because it's been an average year, and I'm sure he would be the first one to put his hand up and say that as
well. Yeah. Loved Ollie Florent getting involved, kicking a goal.
Nice little sausage, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Sausage!
Sausage!
You know who was awesome as well?
Who?
And week in, week out. He puts, till there's nothing more to put, Mads. And Parks. That's Jimmy Rowbottom.
Oh, Jimmy.
No, Jimmy Rowbottom.
Jimmy Rowbottom.
So good, mate.
Yeah, mint. How many tackles did he have?
He had tackles, 7.
Yeah.
7 of them.
See, that's par for the course for him.
You know what I liked about him? He was just willing himself to win the ball and get it going forward. And when it gets raining and wet conditions like that, Jimmy Rowbottom's the players you want on. And I think he played the conditions really well.
Yeah.
He was sensational.
And don't worry, Faithful, we'll get to Errol. We'll get there.
Oh, Errol.
I was so pleased by the fact that, you know, there were, as I said, there were hairy moments there with 10 minutes to go where surely memories of, what was it, round 3 or something?
Yeah.
Would have come back into some of our players' minds. There's so long to go. They got really close and we continued to just absorb and we didn't go into preservation mode like we have been. We kept trying to win the game. We kept trying to get it forward at all costs.
Yeah.
You know, Errol was a big part of that. Mills was a big part of that. Chad Warner was definitely back. You could see him doing don't argues. You could see the acceleration, that sort of little 15-meter burst. That's what we've been sort of missing a little bit. He's a really key component to our midfield.
Yeah,
right?
The last 2 weeks he's been absolutely back, but in our game in general, absolutely. We've missed it, and the power of the Chad is big. It's big
just
for us.
Just to break away from a standing start to get the acceleration that he does is otherworldly. But that was really pleasing for mine, Deeble.
For yours, Mads.
Because the rain was pelting down. There was, you know, we all got a bit nervous. We're at the riser.
Yep. We made a last minute.
I was actually a very last minute. You didn't even know I was coming. And
no.
I sort of arrived. And I said, do you know what? There's no place on the earth I'd rather be right now. Big Phil shared some of his chippies with me, which was delightful. But the vibe in there is so good,
it's
man.
It's so good, man. It's like just being amongst your people.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love it.
Biased supporters.
So biased.
It feels like how I think it must feel being like a Richmond or a Collingwood supporter at the G.
Every week.
You know, where they're all standing up, pointing, screaming. It's really cool, man.
Yeah, well, we were losing it. Those last couple of goals, like when Chad snapped around the corner, we were going absolutely berserk, yeah, riding at home. But let's talk about the man who is tearing apart the competition. Read out his stats, Mads. Go on.
I'll read out his stats. He's had 32 disposals, 25 of them are kicks. He's had 7 tackles. He's had 5 marks. He's had 2 goals, 2 Deeble. He's gone at 66%. And how many CBAs? 19 CBAs.
Yeah. It's such an impactful game, man. And just the ability that he's got, you know, he can do the banana from the banana. From the junction, basically, where he kicked it, the banana from the banana. He's so good, and the one step finish from 45 meters out. Like, who can do that in the competition? Well, Not many, if any.
As I said, it was probably the one piece of cogent commentary on the night. Dwayne said he's the best user of the football in the competition.
Yeah.
And I tend to agree with that. Just speaking of stats that matter, Deeble, meters gained, 677.
On a wet night.
On a wet night. Yeah. That's massive.
It's so big, mate. He's gone massive. It's 3 more Brownlow votes for Errol, and I think we'll be seeing him in the top 5 in the Brownlow for mine.
For yours, Deeble, I think that's an absolutely reasonable bet.
Yep.
Especially now with Nicky Dakes going down.
Yeah.
There's room there for Errol.
For sure.
You know, and we're going to win, what, 4 more games before the end of the season?
At least.
So that's
probably, yeah, 3 to go.
I reckon every...
3 games to go.
Pretty much in every single win we've had, he's been a 3 or a 2.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a key indicator. And look, he probably gets a tag this week. Like, if you don't go to him...
Why doesn't anyone?
If you don't go to him this week, you're blind Freddy.
Rocks in your head.
Rocks in your head, mate.
It'll be interesting to see, because he hasn't really been tagged.
Definitely not. Definitely not. But this is the thing. You want to tag him, he can go play on the ball, earn his own pill.
Yep.
Or he can go out on a wing. He can take it forward. He's so versatile, bro. It's really good for the tag. And you've seen that with Dacos a little bit. When he gets a tag, you know,
He went forward when he was getting a tag.
He can play different positions, so it helps out a lot.
Parker was really good as well.
Yep.
26.
Week in, week out.
Yeah, had 5 tackles. Probably unfortunate. Probably would have been a little bit upset he hasn't won another Brett Kirk medal.
Yeah, a bit flat.
Yeah, and what, he's won 5, has he?
something deserved like that.
For once we got the rub of the green umpiring ones.
Yeah, I think I felt so too.
Which was nice.
We weren't cursing at the umpires too much.
Although, you know what was cooked? That kick, Ollie got tackled, kicked it, was tackled as he was kicking it.
And paid holding the ball.
No, and it went out of bounds.
Yeah, right.
He was being tackled as he was kicking it.
And then they
and he got spun
deliberate.
Around, they paid deliberate.
Yeah.
I think it was Ollie Florence.
Skill error.
Like ridiculous.
That's the one that is annoying, where it's a clear skill error. It's in the laws of the game. If it's a missed kick, it's not deliberate. That was never the intention, right?
You know, the umpires talk to each other. They're like, pay deliberate. They just like being in the spotlight for that, don't they?
They do. But, mate, just so good to take home the 4 points. We earned that victory. I felt we were the better side on the night. And, you know, we don't get the kudos like we should, but we know how it's going. It's building.
It's
the red and white
building.
Tsunami is building, Madison. There is big tectonic plate movement, dare I say it.
Shifting, Deeble.
The Harbour City. It's red and white, Mads.
It does, but all jokes aside,
yeah,
I really feel good about where we are at the moment and how we're playing footy.
Yeah, it's just revving up nicely. And, you know, hopefully we get Ramps back in a couple of weeks. Juzzy coming back, probably not before finals. You'd think he was struggling. But, you know, we just look at the team in front of us this week and we get the job done and it's another W, mate. It's all we can do.
Have to. Simply must. Simply must.
Simply must win, mate.
Well, Deeble, that was comprehensive. We'll be back with a little bit of social engagement, some visceral minutes from after the Battle of the Bridge.
You know what's epic news, Mads?
What's that, Deeble?
Chads and Toyota are on board for the month of August.
How good is that?
You know what's awesome down at Chatty Toyota?
What's awesome?
The 79 Land Cruiser series, mate. What a phenomenal vehicle. It's old school. It's luxury. It's everything combined. Fantastic vehicle.
Hey, I'll tell you what. Toyotas, they don't get much more reliable.
You know what I can see you in a couple of years,
Mads? What's that, Deeble?
In the Prado, when you've got Beck, you've got a couple of little ones, and you're packing in the Prado.
Deebs,
My family car was a Prado. I love Prados. I love Toyotas. I love Chadson Toyotas.
Chadson Toyota. Go down and see Lethal and the team down there. He will sort you out for any car needs. You need your car service? Lethal has got you covered as well.
Lethal Leroy.
Get down to Chatty Toyota. Welcome back to True Bloods. A little bit of social engagement. And don't we love a little bit of social engagement, Madison Clark?
The faithful were happy.
We were boisterous, mate. It's the best. I love our club. It's the best club in the land. What? We're firing.
It's just, we are so lucky, Deeble, to back for this football club.
For sure. For sure.
Yeah, they always put in. They put in till there's nothing left to put.
They do, mate. Week in, week out. And I just know we're getting 100% effort. And it will be what it will be in these last 3 weeks, Mads.
That's right.
But I know one thing is that we're always going to get effort. And I'll never question it. And I'm just pumped. Like, if we can come back and make the finals this year, we're dropping the F-bomb, faithful. The word finals.
Oh, yeah.
Right. If we make it, it is all time.
Absolutely.
Absolutely all time. It's as good as coming from Zip and Six.
Yeah, for sure.
It's going to be elite, and we will be the most boisterous podcast on the land, and we will build this tsunami, the red and white tsunami from the Harbour City, Mads. We will build it, and we will let everyone know.
I will let a lot of people know, Deeble. I will be impossible to be around. Well, in that week before finals, I'm going chips in. If we make finals,
we win the flag.
Yeah, we win the
flag. We win the flag. We are chips in.
Simple as that.
Because you know what? We were chips in when we fucking lost to Richmond.
That's right. That's
we were like, nah, I've written an emotional post on Facebook and I'm fucking sick of it. Buddy, nah, I didn't go that. I didn't say that at all. I was always behind the ball, but always behind the boys. But, you know, you looked at the reality. I couldn't see us making finals.
It's more, Deeble, about the way we were going about it then.
The way we were playing.
Yeah, we've certainly changed that up a little bit.
For sure.
You know?
It's flip 180 and I'm just full of confidence. Go, boys.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. So let's get into some visceral minutes, as I said, from some of the faithful. Matty Dodman.
Assume you're well. Geez, we're spoilt tonight again with Kelly Underwood and Dermot Brereton commentating. I reckon that's the 12th time we've had them this year.
She's, yeah, not. She was very bad.
Yeah, just not our cup of tea. That's
not
all.
Our cup of tea.
That's all. Yep. Move on.
Move on. Josh Martin.
Joshy Martin, let's go.
10:25.
Oh, True Bloods. I actually think I shed a tear when Errol kicked that banana. Oh, my goodness.
Banana.
That was so good.
Ooh, yeah.
And doesn't it feel so good to be GWS?
Yes.
Especially when all the commentators were saying, oh, it's GWS's to lose. And remember last time they played? Oh, I just couldn't stand it. Like, come on, get some good journalism. Anyway, so good. Smells like finals to me, guys. So up the Swans, up the potty.
Yes, Joshy.
Nick Haynes, the milestone man. Shut up.
Move on.
Shut up.
Shut up. Mickey Saunders.
Daniel Stephen, actually.
Dan from Scotland here, lads. Three words for you. Errol fucking Goulden. Give the man the best and fairest. Give the man the Brownlow. Fucking yes, lads. Fucking yes.
Let's go.
It's got to be the best accent on the pod.
Yeah, it is. It is. It absolutely is.
So good. Love it.
Mickey Saunders.
Voice note for the potty. Excellent work, Madison Clark, to be back on board. Deebles. Another solid win against the Giants. I thought our goal-kicking accuracy in the first half with limited opportunities. We were moving like an avalanche from the defence. The overflow. Goulden was absolutely sensational with his kicking. Chad stood up in the last quarter. Amadi started like a house on fire, but quieted down as the game got on. And Hayden kicked four. Thought Sam Wick's pressure was really good. Callum Mills really stood up, as I said. Yeah, we really needed that performance from the Rolls Royce. And yeah, really proud of the boys' effort. Nice to see Hicks return. And Dylan Stevens, probably his biggest critic, is an underperformer. But I thought as he came on as a sub, he was really impactful.
So we've forgotten two of my men, Deebel.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sam Wicks and Dylan Stevens.
Yeah, for sure. Dill was so good coming on like he did. Wet conditions, tough game to insert yourself in on, and it's great for Dill and his confidence. And look, who knows what next year holds, but there's still a lot of this season to play out.
Oh, yeah.
So let's hope he can, you know, find a spot. And, you know, if he's impacting like that every week, it's a no-brainer. He plays.
Now Wixie. Yep. Wixie, my man Wixie.
Yeah.
We got off to a shaky start when he came to the Swannies. We got off to a shaky start. But Wixie and I, we're like that team.
Brothers.
Because I love Wixie.
Yeah.
I love Wixie. I love the pressure he brings.
Where was the one where he went up to someone and crashed into him?
Yeah,
it was
good.
So good. Didn't so give away good. The free. I was like, yes,
and Dermot's
Wixie.
Like, that's dumb because you could do. No, that's what we want.
Yeah.
As long as it's controlled, that's what we want.
Yeah, it was so good.
It was Hayden got bowled over.
Yeah.
And he went straight into it.
For Sam, yeah. Sam Taylor, yeah, I'm pretty correct. Sure.
Yeah, so a good. Man double his size.
Unreal. Love it, Wixie. Keep it up, son.
He does what Ben Ronk couldn't do. Couldn't do consistently.
Yeah.
We love Wixie.
Yeah, go Wixie.
Go Wixie.
Go boys.
Go Dill. We have got...
Davin
Nichols.
Oh, Errol, I would do anything just to be like him. Fuck, we've got a good player in Errol. This team, I think if we make the finals, we're legit a top four quality team making the top eight, and we'll be able to make rumbles. What a night. We can do damage. I'll just leave it at that.
Now, Davin. I know you're excited.
Yep.
So are we.
Yeah, very excited.
You just need to mute the television, Dan.
Mute the television, the background noise. Hit up Daniel Saunders. He has his own recording studio post-game, and he's taking bookings. We need better quality audio than that, Davin. So that's the whack of the week this week, is you, Davin. Get some better audio quality, please.
Woo! Damo Hagen.
Boys, Damo from WA here. Just... walking over a little six-pack under my wing.
Yes.
Just an absolutely great win. Some of the players that don't get recognised from the Melbourne media, how good was James Rowbottom?
Yes,
Jakey Lloyd.
Yee Lloyd.
Doss McLean.
Dostridge.
Even Hickey and Nazareth. Oh, my goodness. Great, that left peg. Boys, I'm going to see you in Melbourne for a final series. Up the potty. Up the faithful, up the Bloods. All right, love you. All right, bye.
Good on you, Damo.
Love you too, Damo.
Well chuffed.
Well, is that well chuffed?
That's well chuffed.
Really?
Damo, yeah, Damo's well chuffed.
Oh, we love that.
Ripper, he's so good.
Well chuffed. He's a ripper. All right. We got, I don't know how to say that Instagram name.
Jack Duffy.
No, Mitchell.
Oh, VRDG.
Here he is.
True Bloods, this is Schnitzelberger from... Gleep. I was just at the game. What a win. I met Snedge. What a man. What a story. What a blood. What a win. Enjoy, lads.
Snedgey.
Schnitzelberger met Snedge. And then there was one after it, which might be Jack Duffy, which is in response to that.
Yeah, this is Jack Duffy.
Duff from Beauty Point here. Went to the game with Schnitzelberger from Glebe and Snedge and Son of Snedge from Balmain. Mate, speaking of Schnitzelbergers, they had the Himmelberger at Giant Land.
Yeah.
6 more years. You can fucking have him. I'll take the bloody win. Up the Bloods. Go Bloods.
Yes.
Final time, baby.
That's so good. Good stuff. Boy, Son of Snedge and Snedge. How good. Now, they do have... at Giant Stadium, the Himmelberger.
The Himmelberger.
And I really hope Hopsy's aware of that because he should be giving them a call and getting some royalties off those burgers.
For sure.
Undeniably.
Now, you'll be scrolling a fair way up, mate.
I'm scrolling a fair way up.
I think Ryan Hayes might be... Yeah, go Ryan Hayes.
No, yep. I've got Tom Isaacson.
Tom Isaacson.
Hi, Deebs, Mads, True Bloods faithful. Tommy Isaac here from Western Australia. For mine,
for yours.
Last night's game was a really great turning point for the Swans. Early in the year, against sides such as Geelong, GWS and Port, we were up by about 35 points, but eventually lost the game in the final quarter. But last night, that didn't happen. We were able to effectively sustain our lead and also accommodate and manage the assaults from GWS. I think that was a really great positive outcome from last night's game. Anyway, love you boys and love the work that you do. Up the Swans and up the potty.
Good on you, Tommy.
Yeah, on you, Tommy. Yeah, that was the biggest thing to take out of it, which I think is it been a change in the last 4 months, 4 weeks, is the ability to just cut, like, when the storm's coming at you,
yeah,
being able to tame it.
Absorb.
Absorb. The back six absorbing.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
See, when the tsunami's coming at you, Deeble,
yes,
you just got to stop the tsunami and just say, hold on a minute, there's another tsunami coming.
It's red and white the other way, baby. Let's go. Okay, good.
Georgie Molnar.
Georgie.
Jeez, Jake Lloyd's been copping it the last few months. Toby Nankervis and now whatever the fucking small wanker's called. I don't know what's more solid, boys. Jake Lloyd's jaw or Errol Goulden's chance at winning the best and fairest for a Sydney Swans, mate. Could not tell you. What a gun. Up the potty.
Good on you, Georgie. Really good from you, mate. And Hazy.
Hazy. Let's go.
Boys, True Bloods, what do we think about Toby Green? What a majestic muffin head. Let's do this. Whilst we're on live TV with the cameras on us, let's make elbow and fist connection to someone's head whilst they're in a defenseless position, while it's off the ball, and whilst all the cameras are on us. What a sensational sackbag of shit that guy is. And I cannot believe someone thinks he's the poster boy for the AFL in Sydney now. I'm glad we beat him. Up the Bloods, up the potty. Let's go, boys.
Go, boys.
Go, boys.
I like Toby.
Look, there's like all Toby. That stuff about Toby, and there's the fact that Toby's a top five player in the comp.
Yep.
So you can say what you want to about him, but he's a dead set gun. Simple as that.
Matty Stavros.
Hey lads, Matt from Camden, New South Wales. Assume we're all well. I'm still on a fucking high from Saturday night. It was fucking awesome to beat the Giants. Just want to give a quick whack of the week to one of my mates, Griffin Yule, who's a new listener to True Bloods. Has not sent a voicey in, even though I've demanded that he has for a few weeks in a row now. So Griff, mate, pull your fucking head in and send one through. Cheers, boys. Up the potty, up the Bloods.
You're on notice, Griff.
Yeah, shout out to you, Griff. Get a voice note through, champion. Flick over to your Facebooks now, Matt, because I'm on your Facebooks.
I'm on there. I'm already ahead of you.
Very good. Cyril.
Cyril Islet. Islet like pilot.
Here we go. Cyril from Baronia.
I don't think it's unread, Dable. There it is. There it is. We've got it. We're in control of this podcast.
Mads Dave's faithful. You! It's Cyril from Baronia here. What a bloody win. Danger of going over a minute here, but I'll try and shove it all in quick. Whew. Well, that was bloody sensational from Errol. He is elite, and I just fucking love seeing him and Chad having their little celebrations that they enjoy together, the little finger spin down low. They used to hug each other's heads together, and just those little things I see, I'm like, they are going to win a flag together. It's just party time. They're a bunch of kids having a ball, and they're all freaking guns. I thought Dill did really well coming in. Wixie, sensational. That's the small forward we need, you angry ant. Harry, really good. Bloody, I assume Clark did quite well. Even Frankie, although he's a bit awkward when he gets the ball, was good. Took some good marks, fisted a few quite well. Bit squirming when he has it, but bang. What a win. Sensational. Cheer, cheer.
Let's go.
Love that from Cyril with the bit of continuity that Errol and Chad have. You know, the celebrating together.
Yeah.
And I love the brotherhood.
They're a tight-knit group, dude.
And then did you see Chad doing the Matildas video, like trying to like a message to the Matildas.
I didn't.
And then Errol was hiding behind the post giving him shit and like he couldn't keep a straight face.
It's good vibes
down there.
Michael Witheridge.
First timer?
No.
Night, night, Toby Bedford. Good night, champion.
Very good. Very good.
Oh, Deeble. We got Saundo.
The ever reliable Saundo. Jeez, it's been a little while in between drinks. Is he giving us a shanty or?
Hopefully we get a shanty.
Here we go.
Deebs, Mads, Faithful, Saundo from Pennant Hills here. Hope you're all doing well. Jeez, what a win. Other supporters have no idea the stresses that Swanies fans go through on a week-by-week basis. But we toughed it out. We managed to hold on. We bloody owed them one for last time, and I'm so glad we got that over them. Errol's a phenomenon. We sat right behind his two goals. We had the perfect view. That second goal, two steps outside, and as soon as it left the boot, everyone around us was on their feet. It was berserk. Papley in the middle, I thought was huge, and a big shout out to the Hick. It may well be his last year, but he came into the team and is still giving his all and doing exactly what is required of him. Good performance all around, and what can I say? We just got to keep winning. On to the Suns next week. Up the potty, up the Swannies. Go, boys.
Go, boys. Go, boys. Good on you, Saundo. And the last one, Matty Stavros.
We've already done Matty Stavros.
Have we?
Peanut. Yes. Mods.
Modsy.
You can hear it. You can feel it, that rumbling sound, the vibrations. Tectonic plates moving. Swans gears getting into action. Come on, you Bloods. What a beautiful fucking win that was against the little brothers down there in the Battle of the Bridge. For mine.
For yours. Yours.
The three we brought in are the three that don't look right in the side to me. Hickey, Francis, Stevens, they're not in our best side. But selection's going to depend on who's available. For me, Roberts.
For you.
Melican, Buller, and Warner Jr. They're all good. And I'm thinking nickname for Sheldrick, let's call him the Parcel.
Yeah, the Parcel's good. Corey Warner, I agree with. The Melican's injured and not getting back anytime soon, I wouldn't have thought.
Yeah, won't be too far away. It's a hammy, so he won't be too far away. Buller, it's not the time to be testing, you know. You're not trying to find someone out of, you know, a couple of weeks ago, maybe not now. It's crucial.
Only test if you need to.
I don't think you bring in Matty Roberts in unless we have an absolute mess up in the middle and we get flogged in the middle like really badly. If that was fixed on the weekend, that's what you have to remember, Faithful, that the contested ball and clearance game was rectified on the weekend. So I don't think it's a big issue. So no to Roberts, no to Buller.
Corey Warner for sure.
Yeah, sub. He'll probably sub this week. Stevens in. Although we've been calling for Corey Warner sub for a while now.
Yeah.
It's probably the game, though, depending on selection.
It's probably the game because they play a similar style to us.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you, Faithful. Get down to the riser.
You've got to get down to the riser. They're not even sponsoring this month. But
no, they're not
It's a good place. Like, I thoroughly enjoyed the weekend.
It feels like home.
It does.
You go in, you shake Johnny's hand, you give Annalise a hug, you go upstairs. You get a gluten-free beer.
Oh, that sounds riveting.
Yeah. Hey.
You got to paint the perfect picture.
I don't have an option.
You go up there, Faithful. You get your Carlton Draft, fresh pint, cold glass. Mm. You touch the lips and it just feels like home.
I had the Scotch Fillet.
Looked phenomenal.
Yeah, it was pretty unreal. Bloody ripper. Bloody unreal. But... you know, Tomo's wines as well. I've went through that bottle of red.
Yeah.
Cab Sav.
Beautiful.
It is a Cab Sav, right?
It is. We might just touch on the hashtag Ask the Faithful as well that you put out.
Yes.
Just read out some of the answers. Yes. It's in regards. Oh, no, you know what? We might actually save this
That's what I wanted to. My intention was to save it for the preview.
Makes sense.
Which is coming up after this word from our sponsors. We love it when the Swannies play their brand of high-pressure footy, but what we don't want is high pressure when it comes to the cost of living and rising interest rates. And I'll tell you what, Deeble, Max Connolly from Azura Financial in Double Bay, Sydney, is offering to cover the refinance costs for True Bloods listeners. T's and C's are available on his Instagram page, @MaxConnolly_finance, where you can contact him directly.
Even if you're not looking to refinance and just want to have a chat to him about any plans to buy a property in the coming months, he'll point you in the right direction.
Welcome back to True Bloods. It's 8:35 on a Tuesday, and there's nowhere else I'd rather be than in the Image Online Studios with my man, Dable.
And you know who makes that possible, Mads? It's Azura Financial. Azura Max Connolly down there.
Does a cracking job in Double Bay in Sydney.
So if you're looking to, you know,
refinance
your home, you're looking to buy in Sydney, hit up Maxi. The Instagram will be tagged in the show notes, Mads.
Because you know what, Faithful? The property market is a fickle beast at the moment, and you need guidance, you need support. I tend to have a relatively large amount of experience in the lending game, and I know how important it is to get someone who knows what they're doing. So give Max a call at Azura Financial. I posed a question to the faithful.
You did. You went with hashtag ask the faithful. With such a solid four-quarter team performance, do you think any changes need to be made to us to keep the ball rolling against the Suns?
Simple to the point.
For sure.
What do you think?
Well, I think you should get up Katzy's VFL report. See who's banging the door down.
I think that's critical.
Very important.
And a big thanks to Katzy, because
who puts these through. It helps us out a lot.
Oh, it's massive.
And I think the other thing to take into consideration is the injury list, Mads. We will be missing Braden Campbell through suspension this week.
Yes.
He has accepted the 1 week ban. We have Justin McInerney still 2 weeks away. Lewis Malikan is a test with the hamstring. So is the great Dane. Dan Rampey is a test as well.
I think from the press conference today, he suggested...
I have not seen that.
Yeah, he suggested that he probably wouldn't play.
Another one, yeah. And I think that's probably smart.
I think that's reasonable. Yeah. I think that's fine.
But Lewis Malikan could be ready to go. I think he shores us up down back.
If we can get Malikan back, that's phenomenal, because he was playing some great
football. And what is it? Francis out for Malikan? I don't think you can play.
It's a bit of a tough one.
Because you get tall.
Very tall. And Lewis Malikan is deceptively tall.
Yeah.
I'll just go through the VFL.
Yep.
A comprehensive victory against the Crosstown Rivals. I'm plenty to be excited about across all facets of the game. Matt Roberts and Corey Warner continue their midfield development and dominance. Whilst Will Gould, thrown forward, has been a revelation the past fortnight with 4 goals straight this week.
Yeah.
Hugo Hall, Kahan and Jack Buller also contributed heavily with 3 and 4 goals respectively to keep selectors on their toes. Jaden McGaw, Fleury Ogin, son of, continues to develop his craft through the midfield, displaying his most dominant performance to date, whilst mid-season recruit Harrison Arnold put his best performance together, leading to very efficient backline with the seniors in must-win territory each week. The Magoos are providing adequate depth if the need requires. Potential suspension concerns for Braden Campbell will have Corey Warner and Matt Roberts squarely in the equation.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we pumped GWS.
Pumped them. Yeah. I think Corey Warner stands out to me. I don't think I want to see Matt Roberts, if not required. Corey is the better sub option for mine.
For yours, Deeble, I tend to agree, mate. Yep. I tend to agree. Now, let's just read out what the sort of faithful think about this, because it's always important, but it becomes absolutely paramount that we make the right call. Because,
sure.
I mean, I'm glad we're playing Gold Coast at Sydney, even though we've got a pretty average record against them at our home ground, which is baffling. They've made Heritage Bank Stadium quite a bit of a fortress recently. So it's critical we get this right.
For sure. They'll go with Weary Connell, who was down at the Riser. Loves getting down to the Riser, Weary Connell. He goes, Clark and Francis out. Can't risk it. The Suns is a danger game for us at the best of times. Stevens comes in and he's earned his spot after a last quarter performance. Ramps comes in if ready. If not, I believe my mail is right. Malikan is right to be back in.
Yeah, right.
Corey Warner as the super sub.
Well, good. If that's the case, that's phenomenal. Gowie, Just the one due to suspension. Campbell out, Dill in. Dill deserves a start for making some key contributions in that fourth quarter that helped us win the game and playing well in the VFL recently. I think he would be the next in line on the wing anyway. Roberts and Corey Warner are solid but haven't made as much of an impact as Dill, and at this stage of the season, we should all be picking players on merit and impact. I think that's true. I think Corey Warner has impacted as well. And I think, as I said, we're sort of thinking about this from a sub perspective as well.
Yeah, for sure. You've got to take into consideration the full 23, because we saw how effective Dill was on the weekend. And that has got to be for one of the only times this year, I think, we've got the selection right.
Yep.
When it comes to the full 23.
Yep. Tubby Singh, actually. Ryan Clark started well, but seemed to drop. Wouldn't mind to see Roberts or Warner brought in for Campbell and Haywood. One of them is a sub. If we could give Haywood a rest, it might work wonders, like it did for Juzzy. That's a really good point.
For sure. It's definitely not the worst time for Braden to be having a week's break. It's definitely not going to be the worst
and
thing.
Hayden. And Will. Haywood.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like he's got
a little bit of a soft drop. Possibly.
Or even just a hard drop.
Back like to the twos.
Not necessarily back to the twos. Yeah. Don't play.
I don't disagree with that, for sure. But we come up against the Suns at the SCG. It's simply must win, 145.
145.
Saturday afternoon time slot. What's your plans watching the game, mate? You know, I know you're in the process of moving houses, all that.
I'm probably just going to watch it at home, I think.
Yeah, it's required at home sometimes.
Yeah.
For sure.
I think that will be the case.
Yep.
I am moving house. I just hate it so much.
See, it's funny. You've been doing it slowly too over the last 2 or 3 weeks. It must be taking a toll.
Well, it's more because I was away.
Yeah.
So we started, and then 2 weeks goes by, and then you get the big stuff done.
Yeah.
But then there's all the, you don't realize how much stuff you accumulate. Unreal. Especially when you're in an apartment. And oh man, it's just, we're out, it's done. I'm out now, and it's just putting the bloody stuff away. So I think that's what my weekend will entail. Are you going to watch it at home?
Yeah, I think it will be, mate. Get the Swannies home over the line. Now, how do we beat the Gold Coast Suns? They have this.
They've got weapons.
They do.
Tuukka Miller, Noah Anderson,
Ben
Flanders.
King.
Yeah, Ben King, don't know if I'd call him a weapon as yet.
Yeah, he kicked 5 the other week when he played on Harris Andrews or whatever.
Sure. You know who the real concern for me is?
Who?
Big Witsy.
Witsy, definitely.
Big Witsy is
got to be nullified.
My big concern, to be nullified.
And old Took.
Took Miller.
Took will be back in this week.
Now, how are you operating with Took?
You're getting into him every possible way you can.
He's a gun.
Niggle him.
Levi Casbolt.
Noah Anderson.
Although he can't kick accurately, he's a big forward.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be nice to have Malekin.
I think that I was thinking exactly that. Malekin is the exact body for him.
For sure. For sure. How do we win this game, mate? Let me just make this point.
Oh, here we go.
Right. It is great to know our game plan and how we're going to win games of footy. Because I asked that, right? And I know exactly what I'm telling you. I know you're going to be telling the same, right? And you can't say that about every team in the league. It's like, how are you going to win games of footy? We're going to win games of footy by executing our skills, ball movement.
Yep. And halving
and
clearances.
Halving the contest.
Yep. Halving the contest.
We win.
Halving the clearances. But it's also knowing when to control the footy as well.
Great point.
Is critical because they play a very similar game style to us.
Yep.
You know, they go in the corridor.
Yeah.
They're elite by foot as well.
Yeah.
Right? They've got a lot of guys that can execute skill-wise.
Totally agree.
So, there's going to be points when they get a run on. And we've got to learn to... I love the slingshot sort of rebound 50 way we go about it. But sometimes it's important to just take a hold of the ball, possess the football, and get it back on your terms.
Yeah,
that's how it can very quickly, the tide can go, the way we play football, the tide can go against you so easily.
Which we probably saw in that Essendon game.
Yeah, 100%.
Right? That was go, 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 and then when they got a run on, we couldn't stem the momentum.
For sure.
So that's one thing we probably haven't seen in the past month is the ability to take the game into your own hands.
Tempo.
The tempo footy. I think if we can do that on the weekend, it's a good opportunity to practice because I've got no doubt that we will kick a score good enough to win. It's whether we can stem the momentum and take control of the game enough.
I'm pretty sure you can fact check me on this.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure we've only lost one game when we've kicked over 100 points.
Oh, definitely. For sure. That'd be pretty right.
And I am completely confident that we can kick 100 points on them.
Yeah.
They've got a really, really quality backman. And his name is just for some reason escaping me at the moment. What's his name, Deeble? Help me out. Help me out. I'm
not sure.
Help me. Sam Collins.
Sam Collins, yeah. Yeah.
Sam Collins is a guy who took the hard road in footy and has become one of my favourite defenders in the game. So, I mean, they're pretty miserly down back as well.
Yep.
But I think our forwards are in such good nick. Looking for a big game from Logan. He was tactically subbed out of the game last week. And that was, to me, the right call. Just based on the weather, really. We were very tall up there.
So you're telling me, Mads, if you're getting your case of Thomas Wines and you're inviting someone to the party, you're inviting Logan.
I'm inviting
McDonald.
Logan, yeah. Because, I mean, we saw the Amati party and Hayden McLean dominate last week. I'm hoping for a nice sunny afternoon at the SCG for Logs to just lead out, take a few marks, and kick a few absolute snags.
So, bottle of Shiraz or the Semillon?
Yeah, it could be. But just because it's the afternoon, probably the Semillon.
Semillon. And are you using True Bloods at checkout?
I'm absolutely using
15% off Thomas Wines?
Absolutely.
Or you seeing Tomo and the team up there in Pecolbin?
I'd go down to the Salador for sure.
Salador, see the guys down there. Mention True Bloods. They'll sort you out.
I wonder if they have a TV set up. Surely
Tomo would have the set up.
Surely.
Don't ask stupid questions. You get stupid answers, mate.
Play stupid games, win stupid prizes.
Invite to the party for mine.
For yours, Deeble.
Who am I inviting? You know who I'm... I know who I'm inviting.
Who's
we
that?
Touched on a key weapon for the Suns in Witsy. It's a dead set massive game for the Hick.
It is. It's huge.
He's been doing a tough hour, man. He's gone back to the twos. He's earned his spot back in our side. And the Hick is going to come to the party.
You know what I'd love to see from Hick?
What would you like to see?
A bit of scoreboard impact.
Push forward on him. Make Witsy accountable. You know, Witsy's probably, you know, probably got the engine to go around the ground and, you know, get work off him as well. So if Hickey can do it the other way, make him accountable, get on the fast break. And this is, I would nearly want the midfield to look for Hick working hard and reward it and make Witsy accountable.
Yeah.
That's what I'd love to see.
No,
yeah.
Love it. Love
go
it.
Boys.
Love it. Go boys. Go boys.
Swans by how far, mate?
I'd love another. Love another 8-9 goal win.
Yeah, it's 6 for mine.
Yeah, surely. I mean, anything less than that. As I said, our percentage, while good, not great for the teams around us. And we're not going to make that back up.
Yeah.
But it would be good to just really keep the form going and win comfortably. I don't want a stressful final quarter.
For sure. So, yeah, Swan needs to get it done. A few goals be nice. Now, into the tipping, Mads. We have William Anson, who has taken a lead at the top
so
on 131. One clear of Dale Image online on 130, who is one clear from Blake Mather in third, Jezza B in equal third, and Methodical Flame on 128. It's really close. There's a couple rounds to go.
Up.
Keep tipping. Keep tipping well.
Go, boys.
Go, boys. Jumping into the rest of the games, Collingwood and Geelong on Friday Night Football.
I'm going to that game.
Come on the Pies.
Do you know
you
what?
Will never hear that out of my mouth ever again, but go the bloody Pies.
You would think they're not, as we always say, good teams do not lose 3 in a row.
No.
And
I think they'll find
the premiership favourite, and they will find a way.
I'm investing all the energies into the Pies.
Yeah, yeah.
We need the
Pies to win 100%. So
yep.
I'll be actually barracking for the Pies, which will be berserk. they'll win. What's the next one? Essendon?
North Melbourne and Essendon. Marvel.
Essendon. You know, it's the sort of game they'll drop, but they probably won't.
For sure. Brisbane and Adelaide at the Gabba. Brisbane. For sure, we need Brisbane to win that. True, that gives us some space from Adelaide on 2 points behind us. We've got Saturday night, Carlton and Melbourne.
Carlton.
Melbourne. We want Melbourne to win.
Yeah, we do. But, you know, it's so funny. People in the office, just every Carlton supporter.
Up and about.
It's almost like they weren't calling for Voss's head six weeks ago.
6 weeks ago. It's berserk, isn't it?
It's nuts.
The derby. Derby, whatever you want to call it. West Coast and Freo, Saturday night.
Freo.
Hawthorn and the Bulldogs, Sunday.
Bulldogs.
Yep, Bulldogs.
But Hawthorn will be up and about.
Yep, St Kilda, Richmond, Sunday. Big game for us.
Yeah, I would say we need...
Tigers.
Yeah, we need Tigers.
You got to worry. Tigers
aren't making finals now. Tigers are done.
I can simply put it as this. All the teams above us...
cannot win.
They need to lose. We need to jump over the top of them, and we need a win. So that's the simple equation.
Yeah, for sure.
Because I don't think... we don't play anyone directly above us, competing for the same spots from now.
Kilda aren't a final side.
Yeah, I hope so. Go Tigers.
Yeah, go Tigers. I hope surely they get Dusty back.
Yeah. Who else did they rest?
Cochin. Did they rest Cochin?
So those two come back. I think so. They're struggling, St Kilda.
Yeah.
Come on, Tigers.
Big time.
Port and GWS. Go Port.
Port.
Go Port.
Yes.
This is a huge round. If we win on the Saturday afternoon, it's all eyes to the other games.
Yeah,
as it will be for the rest of the year. But this round plays out, you know, very important for us.
Well, look, Deeble.
Yes.
Get down to Chadson Toyota.
Chatty Toyota. Big Lethal in the team.
Big Lethal in the team.
So good.
Thomas Wines.
Get
on. True Bloods at checkout. 15% off.
Azura Financial. Well.
Jumping on. They've got your refinances. They've got your approval in principles. Go and see Max and the team.
Max and the team down there. Now, the beanies, the second shipment sold out a couple of weeks. How good.
Yeah.
And got the message through from DHL. They should be here late next week.
Cool.
All things going well. So, and then we'll get them out the following week.
Happy days.
So before the end of the season, which would be nice.
Oh, we'd love that. People are loving the beanies.
So good. And that's about it, mate. It's been a tough night and afternoon for us, mate. We've done it tough.
We've done it very tough. But at least before, we had some Guzman Gomez before. It's good. Love Guzzy.
Fills the soul.
We love Guzzy. If you want to jump on Guzzy and sponsor us, you know where to find me.
Shout out, boys.
This has been True Blood, Sable. The number one independent Sydney Swans fan podcast. Number one in the hearts and number one on the charts.
Speaking words of wisdom
up the potty. Deebs, I think my car needs a service. Do you know where I'd go to get that done?
I absolutely do, Mads. You head on into Chadston Toyota at 1547 Dandenong Road in Oakley and give them a call to book in your service.
How much does that cost?
Small vehicles cost only $260, and for SUV and commercial, just $320. Book your service before the 30th of September to receive a competitive fixed price service for your vehicle's lube inspection, and you'll be entered into the monthly draw to get your scheduled service cost refunded. Terms and conditions apply.
Let's not forget about their new Kluger SUV and Hilux, both phenomenal cars.